Well, amen. God is good all the time. Amen. You all look beautiful this morning, as usual.
I'll take that.
And I will too. And today, you know, Lord placed on my heart about entering to his rest. Amen. Before I like to start, you know, Holy Spirit placed on my heart to start giving you all takeaways. And if you look under your seat, it should be a little, yeah, there you go, you got it already. And these are just things, how many of y'all know it's not just through preaching alone that causes transformation,
yes,
but it's also the application,
yes,
of which you apply the word of God to.
Yeah.
So if there's no application, there's no revelation, and there's no transformation.
Yeah.
So you have to take something away. And the day is old where we say, yeah, what's the preacher talking about? Or, I don't know, but it was good. You want to make sure that you're taking something away that you're going to apply to your everyday life. Amen. Because this is not the normal church. Amen. We actually change when we leave here. We actually feel the presence of God that allows us to go through our work week with our children, with our families, through our jobs, every aspect of your life. Amen. So I want you to make sure that you have just one takeaway that you can. Maybe y'all, some of y'all may have about 5 or 10 takeaways, amen. And so, but whatever it is, I want you to keep that with yourself. Well, entering into the rest of God. You know, I know some tired Christians. And I ain't mean tired as in you a tired person, but tired in their soul, tired in their bodies, tired in their minds. They feel like, if I get one more straw on my back, I'm just going to collapse. And one of the things I've been noticing is, you know, we say this this thing that comes from a scripture. You know, God won't put more on you than what you can bear. And that is true. But you will put more on yourself than what you can bear. And there's a lot of stuff that we tax on ourselves that don't have nothing to do with God. Like ego. Like I remember when God told me he was going to move me to a new place. And new to a new job. And when I got fired, I said, God, you don't even care about me or how I look. He says, it's not about your appearance. It's about what my word says. And a lot of the stuff that we get in our feelings with is have nothing to do with God. It's all about us and how we see things. Amen. And so the Lord showed me to do this little illustration I did about 3 years ago where I have my book bag. And we pack on these things like unforgiveness, as we go through our trail of life. We pack on these things called being burnt out.
Yeah.
I just can't do it no more. Well, guess what? You shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. You should have yielded it to God a long time ago. We pack on these things called fears that paralyzes you. So when you move, you can't move because you got so much fear in your heart. Some of y'all are more concerned with dying than flying. You can't fly if you think about dying. You have to think about fly so you can release dying. Do you know as Christians you will never see death? That's the reason why the Bible says, oh death, where is your sting? And you don't have to worry about praising God. You can praise him even though we got a couple people in here. You know what I mean? Fear pauses everything in your life where you can't even move or breathe because you're so afraid of failure. Well, guess what? Jesus died so you can be released from your fears. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Uh-oh. Here go another one. Being confused. When others don't know which direction to go through. Guess what? I don't either. That's why we go to Jesus. That's why he said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. Any man who has confusion, come to Jesus. He will delight you. He will make your load a little bit easier than it is. Amen?
Amen.
If you're confused, then guess what? You got a friend in Jesus. And then, the cares of the world. Oh, my, this is the biggest one. Well, I just care for you, so I'm going to be worried. Worry doesn't, let me tell you something, man. Worry will paralyze you. Worry is not yours.
Yeah.
He says, cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. So we put this book bag on.
Oh, my God.
And we wonder why It's a heavy load.
Yeah.
And we wonder why. Jesus, why are you doing this to me? And Jesus says, why are you doing this to yourself?
Right.
You can drop this
yeah.
and be free. You can drop every condemnation that has ever been said to you and magnify God bigger than your worries, bigger than your fears, bigger than your condemnation, bigger than, oh, I missed this opportunity. So what? You are forgiven. But I'm carrying, I don't know what my kids gonna do. I don't know. Stop caring for everything.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're not meant to carry everybody's load.
Ooh, man.
Come on now.
Oh.
And when you do, you put more weight on yourself than you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, set every weight aside that so easily besets you. And worry does not equate that you are concerned. Worry equates that you don't trust God. I used to think, well, I worry because I care. I worry because I really am concerned. No, if you really, really care, if you really, really are concerned, you give it over to him. How many of y'all know people that have been beat up by the devil and then they come with a last leg and surrender to God? And you surrender and you give it to God. And next thing you know, a breakthrough happened. Guess what? This is what I've learned. You ain't got to get beat down to get the breakthrough. You can surrender that thing right now. See, before we pray, before we do these, you know, singing and all this stuff, guess what we do? We go in this back room and we pray. Before every counseling appointment, I pray, Lord, guide me to say the words that's needed so I can set them free. And then all of a sudden, something powerful come in my mouth. So I said, let me write this down. This is good for me. Why? Because it's not by power, nor by might, but it's by his spirit, says the Lord. If you are worrying and you carrying, guess what? You ain't supposed to been worried, carried in the first place. You're supposed to give that on Jesus' shoulder, amen?
Amen.
I tell this story sometimes when I was at this ministry, which I quit UPS. I quit a couple of my jobs to go to this ministry. And I had somebody that wanted to fire me. And I remember going and they said, well, you need some more training, Wendell. And it was this person, you know, ever have a person on your job that's vindictive and just want to get at you for no reason? Won't you fire? I'm like, bruh, get off me. So I go on this training. I catch the flu, so I missed a couple of days. They like strike one, strike two. They just ready to get me out of this company for some reason. I don't know what it was. But I remember we had a project to work on, and they partnered me up. For one, I don't like to be partnered up with people because the way I move, I don't know if it's me being the only child. I just like to move on my pace. And this person right here that I was partnered up with, he was having this relaxed spirit like, what's up? Take it easy, buddy. You just stressing. It was my little India buddy. And I remember our computers froze that night. The man said, if y'all don't have this into me by tomorrow, all of you all have an F. And they would just wait for me to fail at this company for no reason. And I remember at the computer, I'm like, man, listen, let's go to Kinko or something. Man, we got to get this paper done. And this guy's just start singing songs. There is none. I said, bruh, it's a time to sing. This ain't the time to sing. This is the time to take care of business. And I remember he was just in worship. He's like, he said, join me, man. There is no one. I mean, he was just going on. And you know what happened, man? I said, you know what, man? Kinko's closed. I can't find no computer to work on. The internet's down. I just start worshiping God. Because guess what? Ain't nothing else I could do. See, some of y'all ain't come to the end of yourself. That's why you're struggling. You still got a little bit more flesh in the tank. Guess what? Guess what? Empty that flesh and just start worshiping God. I start worshiping with my Indian brother, even though he was off beat. And I was just like, no one else. And the next thing you know, man, I just got into the spirit. And then guess what happened? As I got into the spirit of God, cares just went like this.
Yeah.
And it's just, I could, have you ever felt the spirit of release come out of you? And you just like, whoa, I feel like 10 pounds lighter. That care fell off on me. And I went to bed with the peace of knowing that everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Now, I can't put this in the test tube. I can't explain this to nobody. I can't give you a dialogue, but I just know in my heart that God has already finished this. I woke up that next morning ready to prepare for this teacher. This teacher come into the whole classroom and said this: "Lord convicted me last night so hard." He had tears in his eyes, y'all. He said, he told me I was being too rough on y'all and to give y'all an extra 2 days on this assignment. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. But the thing about it was, I was so caught up in me getting the F. I was so caught up in, see, how you get the cares off is you focus on Jesus.
Yeah.
If you focus on Jesus, you end up winning.
Amen.
Satan wants you to focus on you. Satan wants you to focus on Satan's problem. Matthew 11:28 says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you." Oh yeah, God caused you to get that cancer. No, he didn't. Why? Because he will not lay anything ill-willing on me. If it's ill, guess what? It did not come from God. If somebody's trying to manipulate you, it did not come from God. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's your family member. You have to resist the devil when he comes with that mess. And if you tolerate it, then guess what? You'll settle in that mess. You got to speak back and say, "Nah, we ain't doing this today. We're going to worship God. I'm focusing my attention on him." Why? Because I focus my attention on myself enough. And I've seen the results of it. It's stress. I was stressed so much that night that I had sweats coming down. And he said, "You know what? Your worrying ain't going to add one grain of life to you. But if you release it to me, I'll take care of it better than you can take care of it." Some of y'all got and did all y'all can do, to the point where you hitting a wall. But the spiritual realm can go past this wall and touch your heart that you couldn't touch. He can speak to your boss. He can speak to your children.
Yeah.
He can speak to your family member.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
"I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live free and light." Amen.
Amen.
So I have to say that. Who's your company? Lions roll with lions. Wolves roll with wolves. And you don't see a mix. So who is in your company? You have to ask that question. Another brick that we carry sometimes is also the brick of confusion. The brick of confusion is kind of difficult because we don't know where to go. Some people go, "I don't know which way to turn." Actually, you do know which way to turn. Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Come to me and I will show you the way." You know why some people can't get out of confusion? Because you stuck and you're trying to do it like you used to do it. You a new nature now. You can't manipulate your way out of this no more. You have to yield to Jesus. Amen. And guess what? When you yield to him, he will take this brick of confusion and you will know exactly what to do. Amen. You will know exactly where to go. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." What does it mean to be a shepherd? What does it mean to be a shepherd? A shepherd. Some people say, "Well, Jesus, you my Lord." I'd be like, "No, he ain't your Lord. He may be your Savior. He's your Redeemer. But to be a Lord, guess what has to happen? You have to follow him."
Tell us the truth.
I say you have to follow him for him to be your Lord. That means I don't check with myself to see if I'm okay. I check with the mirror of Christ to see if I'm okay. You check with something else to see if you're okay. And that's why we can't move forward. Check with him. And you know what's going to happen to that confusion? That confusion going to kick rocks. And you'll know exactly where to go. Because he is your shepherd. But if you yield to yourself, you know why we can't move forward sometimes in Christ? Because we are anxious. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious or worried about anything." But I'm praying for my wife.
anything, but I'm praying for my ministry, anything. Do not be worried about it. Don't stress yourself out, because God cares more about you than you care about that thing. And anytime that worry goes bigger than your relationship with God, then this becomes an idol. I'm going to give you your Isaac, but it's going to come through me. I'm going to give you your Boaz, but it's going to come through me. I'm going to give you everything that you need if you have the patience and wait for me to crack the egg and give it to you. I will not hold back any of my love. I got so much to give to you, but my best is in the rest. If you rest, you get his best. An anxious heart is a person to say, God, I can't trust you. I got to move now.
Yeah.
It's my money, and I want it now.
Don't go to them payday loans. Wait on God, man, because he has the best, man. There's no one like him. I thank God that I waited for Keisha. I thank God that I waited for GF. I thank God that I waited. Well, you got to make a move. If you don't make a move, it's too late. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know that's you, devil. Because Jesus don't rush me. He take his time and he slow walks with me. He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death. And I don't have no fear. Because while he is with me, his rod and his staff leads me out of confusion. His rod and his staff lets me know I am the righteousness of God. His rod and his staff, not your staff.
The Bible says you want safety, seek counsel in the house of God. Don't seek it out yourself.
Wow.
You don't know which way to turn sometimes.
Yeah.
My GPS sometimes, it'll have me somewhere, and I'll be like, hold on. I thought West was this way, and it's telling me to go this way. Guess what? I throw everything that I have aboard, and I follow the GPS. Why? Because there could be some traffic that I don't know about. It could be a neighborhood that I haven't even been in before. So why am I going to trust myself and lean on my own understanding if I ain't never been here before? And God says he has gone before you. That means he's been there. You haven't. That means you surrender yourself to him.
Come on now. Yeah, come on.
And swimming, I remember going to the YMCA and the swimming instructor said, okay, y'all act like y'all know what to do. I'm going to get my pole. I'm going to stay in the deep water, and I want you to swim across with a brick. Everybody is trying to do, oh, yeah, I know. I don't need these classes. Had to save him with that pole. Gang him out of there. Another one, boom, 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 boom. And then once they had the understanding that they couldn't do it and they need a swimming instructor, that's when he started teaching.
Yeah.
I said, man, that's smart. I'm going to use that for counseling. Listen,
amen.
You don't come to counseling because you know. You come to counseling because you don't know. And you need guidance.
That's it.
I went to counseling because I don't know. And Jesus guided me. You should not be talking more than Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus should be talking more than you. Why? Because he is your shepherd.
Yes.
And a wolf I will not follow. You know how the shepherd sound like? You're going to make it. I got your back.
Yeah.
I know you failed, but I forgive you. I love you. I want to wash your feet. I want to rinse you off. I want to make sure that you don't listen to nobody but me. I am sure. He said, come with me. Come with me. Come with me. I'm going to show you the right way. I'm going to show you how to love yourself, even though you've been through the hurt and the scars and the bruises. I'm going to show you how to heal and rest. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance, every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God that passes, which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart. It's standing. It's almost like his soul just aligned in your heart, and you just know everything's gonna be all right now.
Man.
Yeah.
When you yield to Jesus, you know that it's gonna be all right. But I can't explain to nobody why it's gonna be all right. Cause I got a feeling. Don't let me go to old school now. It's gonna be all right. And I asked the Lord, why do we don't follow you? He says, this is real. Right? James 4:1 says, what is causing the quarrel, the fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you do not have. So you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it. So you fight and you wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it.
Wow.
And this is the reason why Jesus has to be your Savior. Why? Because you'll always be walking around thirsty. When Jesus died at the cross, that's when your dreams came true. That's when you had it all. When he did it. Now, if you don't think, why do you think all these commercials making billions of dollars?
Yeah.
Because they give you a, see, you ain't got, you don't look like this. See, I can grow your hair back when you look at this. Call me now because you ain't, your wife ain't gonna love you until you get that hair. Or you ain't gonna look like this if you don't do. They have to place something that you don't have so you can buy it. But when you know that you're beautiful, you don't need to call no A. When you know that you're loving, when you know that he died for you, you ain't gonna get manipulated. Manipulation is for a mice trap. They biting and they biting and Satan's yanking and he's yanking.
Oh,
in the house of God, you know you are satisfied.
You
satisfied my soul. He made me whole. That means I ain't gotta go out and get your mess. I don't want your mess. Because that's not God's best. His best is the rest. His best is when I'm content in him. Ask Abraham. Oh, I want this so bad. I want this so bad. I'm going to do it myself. And he created Ishmael. And in the Middle East, Ishmael is at war to this day. You don't want Ishmael. You want Jesus. Jesus, I'm waiting for you. I've seen what I've done when I went ahead.
Come on.
And did it on my own. I'm waiting for you.
Come on.
All the testimonies I've been having in GFO has been waiting for Jesus. Amen. And guess what? When he comes, he may not come when you want him, but he sure will be on time. He's on time, God. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. How many ministries have I been in? Failed. And one ministry failed. Another ministry failed. Other ministry. I was assistant pastor. Failed. It ain't even existing no more. Ministry after ministry after ministry. And to the point where I said, you know what, Lord? It's yours. Do what you want to do. And then that's when the growth start happening.
Come on now.
It's when you get out of the way. Amen.
Amen.
Get that confusion out the way, y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. And you know what? I'm going to stop at the scripture. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. Do you have an understanding what this scripture means? That means you ain't got to control nobody else to get your dreams come true.
Oh, no.
Do you have an understanding that Jesus knew Judas was stealing from him?
Come on, bro. Yeah.
Why didn't Jesus say, hold on, bro, hold on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Come on with them coins. I know you've been stealing from my ministry. You know better, boy.
Come on.
Don't you know I hit you with this lightning bolt? Why didn't Jesus say that? He knew. The Bible says he knew what he was doing. Because all things work together for the good. That means you could be doing some evil work to me, and God is setting it up for my good.
Amen.
I ain't got to control everybody no more. I can let human beings be human beings. And what human beings do, make mistakes.
Yeah.
Every day, all day. I ain't got to control everybody. I got to allow Jesus to let me breathe. I used to want to hold everybody's hand. I ain't hold nobody's hand.
Yeah.
Hold my own heart. I got a little problem of my own to say, Lord, I yield to you. Then once I yield to him, then he gives me words to say.
Yeah.
Good. If a person want to hear it. I ain't forcing nothing. The force life got to stop, y'all. Sure. Some of y'all been trying to argue somebody into doing something. You got to let it go.
Yeah.
You got to let it go. Somebody, Holy Spirit said, let that thing go this morning. You've been hurt. You've been carrying that thing, that person, so long. Release. Let me carry that person for a change. Worry clogs up the pipelines of grace. God want to get it to you, but you so busy struggling doing it yourself. God says, I got a body that can help you. I got a people that can help you. I got my scriptures that you can put in your heart. I got all these things that you can need to fight, but you want to fight and do this yourself. Yield to Jesus, man.
Jesus.
He loves you better than you love yourself. And we know all things work together for the good. Even when I got fired from a job, even when I got rejected by people, I thought this was going to be the wife. This was going to be the person. Guess what? It worked for my good. I'm glad I ain't married that person. Thank you, Jesus, that you got this person away from me, because they was just going to manipulate me, hurt me. And you saw something that I didn't see. I'm up here boo-hooing, and you saying, let's celebrate. You should have put celebrate. Oh man, if it look like I'm having fun, it's because I am. God will lead you out of the confusion. Amen. The Lord is your shepherd. I shall not. Do you understand? This is not a play I don't want. I really don't want. Why? Because he want for you. Y'all didn't get that one. He makes me lie down in green pastures. In the Hebrew, that word makes me, that means when I get in relationship with Christ, what happens is I feel compelled to rest. When I hear the gospel that he died for me and he loved me and I am forgiven, it compels me to lie down. I'll be wanting to get up. He said, no, sit down.
Nah.
Lie down. Rest in the pastures, because I'm going to take care of this battle.
Yes.
Amen.
He restored my soul. He leaded me in the paths of righteousness for his name. Not for your name. His name. We sing that song, my life is not my own. But then you want to keep unforgiveness in your heart? Come on now, that don't mix. He's not your shepherd. And guess what? We all fall down. But guess what? When I fall down and I don't want to forgive somebody because they did me dirty, why do I keep picking up that phone and checking on this person? Why do I keep on saying, you know, it's going to be all right. I know you did me wrong, but I still love you. But the way you say you love? Because I'm a slave to righteousness.
Come on.
I ain't got no choice but to love them because he first loved me.
Come on.
When you have a problem forgiving somebody, think about the stuff that you did wrong. If it's that hard for you, think about the mess you did wrong.
Amen.
And think about how Jesus wiped your sins away.
Yeah.
Then try to forgive that person. It works out a little bit better that way. When you have an understanding that I don't stand on my own righteousness. Mm. A prideful man said, I ain't never did nothing wrong.
Mm.
And we separate ourselves. You know how that separation works, like, well, I wouldn't have never did that, but you did something.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have to have a relationship with this person. That means that the things you did wrong to me, I'm not going to hold myself in contempt. I'm going to keep loving, even though you did me dirty. Yeah, that's a mess. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Delight yourself, y'all, in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself. Why you come to church? Why you come to Bible study? Why you come to prayer? It's not about, oh man, do I gotta go? No, delight yourself. I go because it's best for me.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I was in wrestling, I used to drink about 10 brisk after I was finished. Those cold cans of brisk. And my coach would say, boy, you need to drink some water. I said, I'm good. These brisk got me. And he's like, it's too much sodium in that brisk, boy. And I remember sitting on the bus stop, crabbing all my brisk. And I remember I was getting off the bus,
and I caught a Charlie horse spore in my leg. I said, oh Lord! And I fell right to the ground. And then I tried to use my other leg, the Charlie horse got to this leg, and both of my legs were messed up. But thank God, God put that Alabama grass right there to catch me. But all I say all that is, you know what, bridge tastes better, but water's better for you. See, the Bible says, sin is a temporary game, but I give you an everlasting game when you choose. See, the bedside bathroom would have felt good this morning, but when you finish coming to here, you're going to feel better. That's why the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight going on. A fight for your flesh. A fight for your kids. A fight for your freedom. Labor to enter into rest, the Bible says. You know how a fight look like? Bop, 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 bop. And then somebody ain't hit no more. That's a fight. We got these kids that, well, it don't really mean fight. It's a paper-leaf fight. It's a, and a winning fight. But you know what? No, listen. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. It's going to be times where I don't feel like teaching Bible study. It's going to be times I don't feel like preaching. But my feelings don't dictate what I do anymore, because I am a slave to righteousness. The reason why you have no other trouble, because you haven't given your mind over to God. I don't give permission to do anything I do anymore. I look at what the Word says, and that's what I do. And when you're a slave to righteousness, guess what? He always leads you the right way. I say, lead me on. Because when I choose my flesh over the spirit, it's always a bad outcome. Always. I can put each finger in my life to point to each area where I said I'm going to choose my flesh over the spirit of God. And I can see disaster all over. But also, I can see where I chose the spirit over the flesh. And how it was the best thing ever. Whew. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in the Lord. Yes. See, you can look at patience like, oh, I gotta be patient. Or you can look at patience like, oh, thank you for stopping me from hitting in that accident. Because if I wasn't being going a little bit faster, oh, thank you for showing me where the devil is. Because patience shows you who people are.
So do
Either you're looking at the word to condemn you, or you're looking at it for a life. Delight yourself. Some people looking at the things of God in the wrong way because you're trying to do it to build up your grade sheet so you can get in heaven. That's not for that. Jesus died for that. So you don't have to go through that. When Jesus took the price for you, he said, it is finished. So why do we have the law? Oh, let's read the law. Do not lie. Why I don't have to lie? Because if you can't buy it, don't buy it. You are good within your own means.
Come on.
If you can't do it, guess what? You have to know that you are somebody without it.
Come on.
So you ain't got to stretch yourself. You ain't got to manipulate. You got to exaggerate.
Come on.
Do not steal. Why? Because Jehovah Jireh is your provider. He will provide for you. So put that thing back down and trust God. See, either you're listening to the commandments to beat you, or you're listening to it to bless you. That's why prayer is so hard. Oh God, I did this, I did that. That's not what prayer is. That's complaining. That's worry. Prayer is listening to God, hearing that he has forgiven you, and delighting yourself.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, that's good.
Let's get another break. Oh, here we go. Fears. Oh, Jesus. Let's go. Fears. For God did not give us a spirit of timidness or fear. Or cowardice or fear. But he has given us the spirit of power and love and a what? Why your mind ain't sound? Who have you been listening to? Power and of love and a sound mind. Judgment and personal discipline. ability to result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Well, you made me cuss you out. No. You're supposed to have self-discipline in love. Can't nobody make you cuss nobody out. Fear make you cuss people out. Fear makes you hurt people. Because you don't know, if I got your back, who's going to get my back? So it's every man for themselves. Hey, y'all play killer man? You throw the ball up and everybody attack you like wolves. But guess what? This ain't killer man. This is free a man. When you have your fears free, you don't even care about death no more because it don't come to your doorstep. When you transform out this body, energy don't stop. You go right into the next life.
Come on, bro.
Like I said, don't allow you thinking about dying so much that you can't fly. It will keep you grounded. You can't go. Why? Because you're thinking about all the mistakes and you're not thinking about all the possibilities. Mm. Even you're thinking about what could happen. Mm. The Bible says, be strong. Take care. Lord, I just pray for courage right now. No. It says, take. That means if this is courage. You know what? Let's do a little example.
Here go $5. Who won?
I can't go.
This is how the blessing of God looks like, y'all. God sets it before you. If you don't grab it, the Bible, if you listen to the story of the talents, the person said, I'm a bear, I ain't gonna use it. God said, okay, I'm gonna take them and give it to somebody else. The party don't stop in heaven because you wanna stop.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
I had a cousin, Courtney, he was here like 3 weeks ago, and he reminded me of this story. And somebody, we was kicking it at the back, in the backyard, went in the house, played some Sega Genesis, came back outside, somebody stole my cousin's body. I knew exactly who it was. Yeah. The devil. And I said, come on, Courtney, we ride. We rolled over there on Mimica. Parked my car. Knocked on the door. I said, hold on. I know this dude. Open the door. I seen his bike right there. I said, Courtney, get your bike, man. He said, well, what? I said, get your bike. We grabbed the bike. We got, and they just looked at us like, I can't believe y'all just gonna come and pick this bike. Why? Because it's ours.
Come on, bro.
Courage is not something where you ask the devil, can I please your motherfucker?
Come on, bro.
Can I please have courage? It's like both of us. Don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second. You let unbelief breathe too long. You entertain doubt. You entertain whatever I make a mistake. That stuff ain't breathing out me. You bring that, what happened if, what happened if we get blessed out of this process? How about that?
Yeah.
Don't give them a second thought because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. It's a difference between saying that scripture and believing that scripture.
Come on.
If you don't believe the scripture, then you'll be free to go out. But if you believe the scripture, you know that God is walking right on side of me. His angels on the left, his other angels on the right. And guess what? He's already been before me. So the place that I'm going, he's already camped out. In a tactful war, you always send troops to see what's in the land before you go there. God has already scooped it out. He will not tell you to go somewhere that he's already been. He is not telling you to go somewhere because it's a booby trap. If he tells you to go, then go. Sometimes you figure out the rest later. You heard Miles get a testimony last week when he had no money to pay for the shirt. He didn't have no money. He had this big old contract. And he just said, the Lord just told him to go. He went and they said, it's free.
Right.
Woo! Hold on, explain this to me, man. Well, see, you trying to explain this. Just go. With the mind, you say, just do it. Because why? The spirit is quicker than the mind. God tells me to do certain things, I won't find out until another 3 years.
Yes.
He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Amen. Burnt out. But Wendu, I did everything God told me to do. I done did backflips. I done talked to this person. I done screamed on this person. I done prayed for this person. And it still won't change. I'm burnt out. Some of y'all can relate to that. Burnt out. Tired. You know, the prodigal son, he was burnt out too. And when he was doing it his own way, he surrendered. Amen. The prodigal son is a story of Jesus that he told about a father, and the son went away. And when he went away, he squandered all of the father's money. He did it his way. And when he came to the end of himself, amen, say the end of yourself. The young man in Luke 15, 16, the young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding, the pigs looked good to him. But no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, oh Jesus, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. When you come to this, to the end of your senses, you know what happens? You repent. You say, you know what, God? I'm tired. I surrender to you, Jesus. You know what surrender looks like? When you turn yourself in. I had a friend in the neighborhood that was running away from the police. And I said, bro, you need to turn yourself in. All this stuff is worse than you being like. He said, I'm going to surrender myself. You turn yourself in. Except when you turn yourself into Christ, he relieves you of that stress. The penalty is rest. The penalty is you get to breathe again. You ain't out on the run. Your life is not your own, people. You were bought at a price. Your life is not your own. See, the problem is, I know where I want to go. I say what I want to say. And you're going to get what you want to get. Because this is the secret. He will give you your heart's desire. The thing about it is, what is it that you're desiring? If you're desiring God and His righteousness, you get the fruit of peace. If you're desiring what you want to do, then you get the fruit of idolatry. You get the fruit of idleness. You get the fruit of restlessness. Anytime I turn in my ticket to God and say, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I don't even know what to do anymore. Amen. I get so much help that I have to tell God to slow down. The problem is, can you get out of denial that you ain't got this? Can you finally admit that, hey, I need some counseling? The most bravest people are the people that come in my counseling room. Amen. Cowards don't want to admit that they made a mistake. I got this. But you've been saying, I got this for 10 years. You don't got it. Turn yourself into Jesus. Start reading the Word of God to put in your heart. Get away from love and hip hop. Yeah. And get into some Jesus hip hop. Get into some Christ love. Yeah. Why would you want to run to drama? I'm trying to run away from drama. I don't need drama. I don't need fear. I don't need the mess. I need the rest.
Yeah.
You know, I used to think everybody want rest. No, they don't. No, they don't. Everybody don't want rest. But you know what? Just like this prodigal son, everybody got a breaking point. Till they say, you know what? Daddy, I can't do this no more. Okay, I'm gonna let you show me what should I be watching today. Because my heart is on 10. And I need to rest. That's when he becomes your shepherd. When he finally came to his senses. Finally. That's what I'm saying. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You ain't gotta wait till the devil beats you down. And to beg for Jesus' doorstep, you can do it beforehand. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know what? You come to God because of his goodness, not because you got beat up so bad. If you heard what the prodigal son said, he said, I was treated better when I was at home. See, if you do a comparison, I see so many people come from the world and come from the church, and I ask them, which one is better? They say the church. You know, big movie stars and singers from Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, all these people. They say, I had more peace when I was here. So why do they get trapped in the world? Because the world gives you a temporary feel good, but it takes your life. You may be singing, it's my prerogative, but then when you finish, you'll be, I heard that same person that song said, I wish I would have did it God's way instead of my way. I wish I would have listened to the elders that told me to calm down, because it took my wife, it took my children, it took my life. And singing that song is a bad song to sing, because you know what? I don't want it my way no more. I want it God's way. Yahweh, the only way. It's the best way. Don't you see how wonderful, kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that His kindness is intended to turn you from your sins? You ain't going to turn a person from their sins by saying God going to hit you with a lightning bolt. Turn or burn. That day is dead. And you should know that by His word. You turn because He's a better God than the world is a better. You turn because He said, I was done better in the house of the Lord. His goodness makes you turn. I heard people say, I don't know why you going to church. As soon as you step in the door, you're going to burn up. I said, that's how you know they think that going to church is about being perfect. No, going to church is saying, I serve the perfect one, and I need His help. It's not about trying to be perfect. It's about understanding the perfect one that sees you perfect. And when He sees you perfect and you believe that, then you transform into what He has told you about yourself.
Amen.
It's good.
Let's take this last break out, man. I'm done. Uh-oh, here we go.
That's the one.
Yeah, man. Unforgiveness. When do I would move forward, but I missed that opportunity. I don't think God forgive me. I messed up so bad, and I don't think this person gonna forgive me. You know, Jesus said this. He says, ye that without sin throw the first stone. Guess what happened? They all had to drop the rocks. Why? Because can't nobody judge you. That's why preaching is fun, because I know can't nobody judge me, because you messed up and I messed up. I'm here because I'm here to serve the Lord. When you know that can't nobody judge you because they got the same mistakes as you, you stop putting people over your head. You stop letting people intimidate you. They breathe just like you breathe. They got blood going through just like you got blood going through. They make mistakes just like you make mistakes. But the difference is who is following the Lord and saying that I am forgiven because you and what you did on the cross. I'm not going back to shame no more. I don't care. When do you know what you did in the past? I don't care what I did in the past. Jesus washed away that so I can be free.
Yes.
We celebrate Memorial Day. And we celebrate the fallen victims that have died, right? We celebrate that. But you know what? Watching that Saving Private Ryan, one of my good movies, you know, all of them died for one person so he can be free. Because he was the last brother, right?
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks at the end, as he was dying, he said, make this one count. And then he just, you know, died. And I got a revelation out that movie that Jesus died for us. Not so we can go into war, so we can reap the benefits of freedom. If you let Jesus die in vain and you don't feel forgiveness, why do you call yourself a Christian? You're supposed to be released from that bondage. Oh, but you know, you don't know when I didn't make this mistake. See, you're worshiping your mistake over the cross. The cross is bigger than your mistake.
Lord, man.
I say the cross is bigger than your mistake.
Come on,
your mistake is not bigger than the cross.
Come on,
that's the problem. You magnifying your mistakes. Ooh, and you're not magnifying that Jesus died for your mistakes.
Come on, man.
Which side of
the great side that says Jesus died for me, or are you going to stay on the stuck side? Are you going to stay on the side saying, man, I missed that opportunity? No. Guess what? God will give you more opportunities.
Yep.
If you're breathing, if you're moving, then guess what? It's a reason why you're here.
Yes.
Because you still got purpose. Because he ain't finished with you yet.
Amen.
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 That's
good. Amen.
Let's just thank God this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that word.
Thank you, Father, for the word. For your love. For your goodness.
Hallelujah. Let us all stand. What's that song y'all sung this morning, Anthony? That last song. Can y'all help me? So you can use me. I give myself away. Everybody surrender. Just surrender your hands.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Give it away. Whatever been troubling your heart.
I give myself away so you can use
me. Look at fear.
Give myself away.
It's under your feet. Look at confusion. It's under your feet. Look at their worries.
Give myself away.
It's under you.
So you.
God want to use you.
Can use me.
God loves y'all, man. It's not your home. He's your Lord. He's going to lead you by the still waters. My life is not my own. Everybody surrender your hand.
To you I belong.
I give myself.
I give myself. I give myself to you.
Jesus ain't worried about Judas stealing. Why?
My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
That's when the rest happened, y'all. When you say, Lord, it's not my will, but your will.
I yield
my life to you, Jesus.
Ain't
y'all tired of fighting? Ain't y'all tired of worrying? Ain't you tired of stressing over stuff you can't control? Give it to Jesus this morning. If you need to give it to Jesus, come down here. There's some people that need to give some stuff over to Jesus and yield it. The Holy Spirit says, give it to me. I'm going to take care of that thing.
My life is not my own.
You are not here to manage your own life. You are here because I love you. You are here because you're my son. You're my daughter. And you have a father. Don't be like the pagans. You got a daddy.
I give myself.
He loves you. Keep singing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My life is not my own. I give myself to you.
It's a wrap. That's why you don't hold it. You know if you follow God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, you ain't gonna have no troubles. The trouble is keeping it in your hand. Lord, how do you want me to treat Keisha? It's what I do when I wake up. How do you want me to treat my supervisor? How do you want me to treat the things I have entrepreneurship over? Who do you want me to minister to? See, forgiveness is a two-way sword. He can give it to you if he can get it through you. Some of y'all want it, but y'all don't want to give it to nobody else. That's not real love. It reciprocates. He give it to me, I give it out. He give it, I give it. He forgives me, I forgive. He loves me, I love. And this is how the cycle, you want to just keep it for yourself. No, let it go. And when you let that go, he give you more. It's the miracle of a tree. The water comes down, it goes up, it comes down. But guess what? The tree gets bigger and bigger. And it keeps feeding, and it keeps feeding. You keep exercising those faith muscles to the point where you are a tree planted by the river. Those are the tallest trees. Chain of rocks go down there. Tall trees. Why? Because they planted by the waters. Don't plant yourself by a desert. Can't nothing survive. Can't nothing survive in the desert. He planted you by the waters to steal away your soul. My life is not my own. To you
I give myself
to you.
Amen.
Thank God. That was good. Good, good, good.
Amen. How many of y'all came to eat? Y'all, did y'all eat today?